What is Satanism?
Satanism is the world's first carnal religion. Carnal religion. Carnal, carnal, carnal religion. Satanism is thrown at Christianity altogether. Thrown at Christianity altogether. And we see them as being irrelevant, irrelevant, irrelevant. And we see them as being irrelevant to mankind.
Satanism has grown to a point now where it's an established religion more and more. People are going through their lives as Satanists. People are going through their lives as Satanists. The population as a whole are beginning to understand that it's not some adolescent fad.
You're talking about you pulling your kids out of the public school system. What was their initial reaction?
The minute it was done, the relationships within the family got so much stronger that we wondered why we hadn't done it in the first place. Child in question was said, but now my focus is on learning and my family, not what I'm going to wear, not who I'm going to impress. And we were, in fact, people commented on it all the time that we were the most closely knit family anyone had ever seen.
What, in your opinion, would be the best way to go about recognizing pseudo-Satanism?
They should write down the following words: the Satanic Bible. When we have people who are so distorting what Satanism is about that they move it into a deification, they move it into a form of Judeo-Islamic Christianity where you are worshiping some kind of an external deity which has all power and all of this, this can really work against any person who wants to develop strength within.
Why dabble in the dark side when you can dive right in?
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
It's Satanism Today. Here's David Harris.
Yes, it is. Satanism Today, folks. I am your host, David Harris. Here with you on another Tuesday evening. Glad to have you all here with us. 631-458-0592 is the phone number. Of course, you can also Skype us if you've got Skype on the computer. The Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. Join us if you're out there live in the chat room or out there listening live and you want to hang out in the chat room. Links are all over the website, www.satanismtoday.net. And if you're out there listening in the chat room and you're having problems with the audio, click the little pop-out button. That pops you out into another window, and it should fix the audio problem. Worst case scenario, hang out in the chat room with no sound and listen on the feed. I provide you a multitude of ways to listen to this program, so shouldn't be a problem because I'm a good guy like that. So, where to begin this week? Goden 49,000 says they can't hear you, Dave. All right, well, then some of you nice, fine chat room folk that can hear, please instruct those who are hearing impaired at the moment what they need to do. Let's start with a local story here in my native Long Island. Something that has made the national news. I've seen it on CNN. I've seen it on a plethora of news organization coverage, you know, all over the country. The now infamous, horrific, grotesque Montauk Monster. Yes. The Montauk Monster, if you haven't seen pictures of it, just do a Google image search on Montauk Monster. You'll see all kinds of pictures of it. It's a pretty grotesque looking thing that allegedly washed up on a Long Island beach out in Montauk. about 80 miles from where I am right now. And there's a great deal of speculation as to what it is, where it's come from, and what the deal is with the Montauk Monster. So, a lot of folks seem to think that it's a some sort of beast, or some sort of mutation that's been sort of worked on out of the Plum Island Animal Research Center, and that's where this article kind of speculates. This is from AssociatedContent.com. An unknown creature that washed up on the beach in Montauk, New York, has been dubbed the Montauk Monster and has captivated the American imagination. Speculation about the identity of the Montauk Monster is rampant. Many skeptical Americans believe that the Montauk Monster is a publicity stunt. The most conspiracy-minded are sure that the Montauk Monster is detritus from a sinister government operation. The United States Department of Agriculture, that's a sinister organization, operated Plum Island Animal Testing Facility is nearby, fueling the belief that the USDA is responsible. And some would see the Montauk Monster as a hideous USDA experiment gone wrong, while others might consider it is considered a not-so-unexpected byproduct of animal experimentation. The simplest explanation might be that the Montauk Monster is a natural mutation of some sort of ordinary Earth animal, but which one? Is the Montauk Monster a sea turtle without a shell? A skin pig? The descriptions and guesses as to the Montauk Monster's identity are so variant as to be mind-boggling. USDA's Plum Island Animal Research, Animal Disease Center is described as a level 4 bioresearch facility established to investigate zoonotic diseases such as Ebola, West Nile, and avian flu. Some of these diseases are potentially deadly to humans, but the facility was originally established after World War II for the purpose of protecting the nation's livestock. On the USDA website, under the heading USDA and DHS Working Together, the mission of the Plum Island Animal Disease Center is described simply as, quote, "We work to protect farm animals, farmers, and ranchers, the nation's farm economy and export markets, and your food supply." Since 2003, the Department of Homeland Security has had a hand in Plum Island's activities, though its exact role is unclear. The USDA website indicates that Department of Homeland Security provides for the safety and security of the facility. A list of Plum Island's projects is published here, and let's take a look at that. See some of the things that are going on right under my nose in fantastic Plum Island. Advanced vaccines for foot and mouth disease and classical swine fever. Development of methods for rapid control of classical swine fever. Foot and mouth disease virus countermeasure discovery. Foot and mouth disease virus host pathogen interaction. They're kind of fixated on hoof and mouth disease here. Vesicular stomatitis virus host pathogen interactions. Let's see what else we got here. Again, biotherapeutics development against foot and mouth disease in swine. Yeah, so a lot of investigation into hoof and mouth disease, foot and mouth disease. I keep calling it hoof and mouth disease. Foot and mouth disease and trying to vaccinate pigs against foot and mouth disease. Now, if you look at pictures of the Montauk Monster, it's a rather bulky-looking animal. Now, it could be some sort of pig, hog, boar, although its size could also be attributed to the fact that it was in the water for a great extended period of time, and it's just simply become distended. The dopes that found it ended up keeping it and decomposing the body instead of turning it over to somebody. And who knows if that was or wasn't a good idea. because quite frankly, who knows where this thing came from? For all we know, it could just simply be a large raccoon that became distended from being in the water for a bunch of days. Or it could be some bizarre genetic mutation that was developed on Plum Island or elsewhere, and it just drifted onto a beach. Who really knows what it is? It's kind of neat, though. The USDA does not hide the fact that it is studying bioterrorism applications of animal diseases. The project description for the rapid diagnostic tests for foreign animals diseases notes, quote, "Animal diseases foreign to the United States are potential choices for agro-bioterrorists." With a government research facility that does animal research nearby, the most likely explanation for the Montauk Monster might be that it is property of the USDA. If that turns out to be the case, the next news story on the Montauk Monster should be the integrity of Plum Island's disposal methods for animal carcasses once research is complete. Obviously. I mean, ultimately, especially, you know, me personally, living not far from Montauk, I don't want my little corner of the Atlantic Ocean being polluted with diseased animal carcass. It's not good for when I want to go fishing. It's not good for some of my friends who still work the oceans. Long Island is, of course, a big time fishing community, and any kind of introduction of foreign disease into the waters here could be disastrous for the local economy and could impact my life personally, and I don't like that. But all that aside, what is the Montauk Monster? What do you think it is? Email me, reverendharris@satanismtoday.net, or call after the break, 631-458-0592. Let me know what you think the Montauk Monster is. Stick around, we're going to have more. When we come back, we're going to talk health and nutrition, some protein and body shaping. When we come back, what else are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about, what did I have on deck? Commercial cloning, now a reality in South Korea. We will have a whole bunch of stuff on that when we come back. Stick around, you're listening to Satanism Today.
At Necrolites, we create handcrafted candles specifically for those who resonate with the dark side and prefer a more traditional and less mainstream aesthetic. We offer both beeswax and soy candles, and we use only all cotton, lead-free wicks that are designed to burn cleaner in natural waxes. We provide candles for ritual and ceremonial purposes, as well as for home decor. Enjoy such breathtaking scents as white sage, dragon's blood, necrosis, and Egyptian tomb. Now available from Necrolites. Get a soy pillar candle and four votives for only $18.50. You can also get three beeswax ritual pillar candles for only $28.50. Enjoy your candles today at www.necrolites.com. That's necrolites.com. Necrolites candles, dark art for the dark arts. www.necrolites.com. www.necrolites.com.
Radio Free Satan.
The most diabolical name in internet radio is back. Radio Free Satan. Just log on to www.radiofreesatan.com and indulge in the sinister sounds of programs like The Devil's Mischief featuring Reverend Bill M., Deep Six with DJ Nuris featuring the latest independent artists, The Dark Arts with DJ Evergreen playing your classical favorites from centuries past, Metal Invaders with Warlock Sonny Bellavance, Velvet Darkness with DJ Dracul, spinning your goth and industrial favorites. Revel in the dark ambient wonder of Chaos Sedated with Heathen Panzer. Venture into the morgue with The Monster, playing the blackest black and death metal. Step into the Pleasure Dome with Jay Nothing, playing all your metal favorites. And of course, Outsite Radio Hours with Tom Schulte. Log on now to www.radiofreesatan.com. www.radiofreesatan.com.
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were a...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook.
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard 1,000 times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Available now from the House of Netherworld. a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
It's cynical.
I'm a little more than that.
Sophisticated.
Vanity is definitely my favorite sin.
And satanic.
Let me give you a little inside information about God.
It's Satanism Today. And here's your host, David Harris.
631-458-0592 is the phone number. Satanism Today. Here with you live on Tuesday, the 5th of August. Hope you're all out there listening and enjoying the show. If you want to call the show, but you don't want to foot the bill for a phone call and you have Skype on your computer, you can always Skype us. Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. And if you're out there listening live and you want to hang out in the chat room, links are all over the website, www.satanismtoday.net. And you can email the show, ReverendHarris@satanismtoday.net, or through our MySpace, myspace.com/satanismtoday. Now that I got all that out of the way, and Jay Nothing has his Guy Fawkes mask on, let's talk about nutrition. It's never been a secret that in my younger days, I was a big fitness buff. Hope to be again. Especially now that someone's motivating me to exercise. I used to know, and probably still a bit, know quite a bit about, you know, properly nutrifying, if that's even a word, nutrifying your body, and, you know, making sure you have the proper nutrients in order to burn fat, build lean muscle. And the reason I bring this up on this program is because it's all very important, not just for your own personal health and well-being. Satanists, of course, loving life and wanting to extend life for as long as humanly possible. It also aids in the facilitation of your lesser magic skills. That's right. Quite frankly, it's been scientifically proven that people who look better physically have an easier time earning the trust of others, gaining the confidence of others, and essentially being, you know, people who are of a better physical appearance are able to more easily manipulate a situation than someone who is not. So, someone pointed this out to me, off of the Letters to the Devil message board. It's from wannabebig.com. It's an article about protein. and I wanted to share some of this with you. It was written by a gentleman named Tony Gentlecore. Protein and body composition enhancement go hand in hand like peanut butter and jelly, movies and popcorn, and false hope that the Chicago Cubs are going to win the World Series. It's probably safe to assume that if you lift weights, regardless of what your goals are, you eat protein. Specifically, you eat lots of dead, cute, furry animals. That being said, I'm also going to assume that many of you reading this article are still curious to know the basics. Why else would you click on an article about protein? What is it? What are the different types? What are its roles? When are the ideal times to ingest it? How do dietary requirements differ between individuals who are trying to shed body fat as compared to those who are trying to add mass or who are involved in athletics? How is it metabolized? Will it help you get chicks? These are all very prudent questions when discussing the topic of protein. So instead of extending this introduction any further, let's get right down to it. Before I get into the meat and potatoes, no pun intended, I want to preface all of this by saying that I did write a rather lengthy article not too long ago on this topic, on the topic of carbohydrates. If you actually read the entire thing, give yourself a medal. I know it wasn't an easy read, but in spite of that, blah, 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 I'm going to skip. Okay. The word protein comes from the Greek word proto, meaning of primary importance, which is meant to indicate its main role in human nutrition. It's also meant to give you the opportunity to impress your friends with a vast array of useless knowledge. One key difference from carbohydrates and fat, which only contain carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen atoms, is that proteins contain nitrogen atoms. These nitrogen atoms give the name amino to the amino acids of which protein is made. Amino acids are the molecules that, when joined in groups of a few dozen to hundreds, form the thousands of proteins occurring in nature. There are 20 amino acids that occur in the diet. More than half of these can be synthesized by the human body and are commonly called non-essential amino acids because they do not need to be consumed in the diet. The body can make them on its own from other sources. 9 of the amino acids are essential because the body cannot manufacture them and they must be consumed through the diet. The essential amino acids are histidine, isoleucine, leucine, lysine, methionine, phenylalanine, threonine, tryptophan, and valine. Protein can basically be divided into two main categories, complete and incomplete sources. Complete sources of protein are found from animals. If it swims, flies, or has four legs and is furry, it's a great source of protein. Additionally, eggs and cottage cheese and various other dairy products would fall into this category as well. Incomplete proteins are those found in plants and include beans, soy, chickpeas, tofu, lentils, and a variety of whole grains. Protein powders get their own category because, according to Mr. Gentlecore, it's his article and he says so. Technically speaking, protein powders are more often than not derived from whey, which is a byproduct of cheese manufactured from cow's milk. However, there are also protein powders made from peas, eggs, soy, and a host of other sources, which become more of a factor for those with specific food allergies, such as milk. But to keep things simple, let's keep the discussion on whey protein and its variations. Whey protein concentrate contains fat, lactose, cholesterol, carbohydrates, and other bioactive compounds. Whey protein isolate are processed to remove the fat, lactose, and carbohydrates, and is typically more expensive. Now, interestingly, protein that comes from animals is considered to have a higher biological value compared to that which comes from plant sources. Biological value is a value that measures how well the body can absorb and utilize a protein. This has been something that's been ingrained into my head since I started exercising. Everyone I've talked to, personal trainers, nutritionists, Joe Schmo at the gym, have all said that animal proteins, complete proteins, are more easily absorbed by the body than plant proteins. So, for all of you vegetarians out there, you know, while eating bean curd and tofu and soy will help you in some respect, it is not as good of a source of protein as eating the dead flesh of a cute animal. So, make sure you keep that in mind. Let's see here. Since protein is used in the construction of bodily cells, the more protein that is retained indicates a higher level of biological utilization of the particular protein. The more nitrogen that is excreted as urine and fecal matter, the less utilizable the particular kind of protein. In the book Nutrient Timing, co-author Dr. John Berardi briefly discussed the downfalls of a vegetarian diet. Again, this is for all you vegetarians out there. He points out that there have been numerous studies which have demonstrated that a lacto-ovo-vegetarian diet, dairy and eggs allowed, can interfere with the positive body composition changes seen in meat-eating weight trainers. In one particular study, it was shown that after 12 weeks of training, the meat-eating group lost about 2.9 pounds of fat while gaining 3.7 pounds of lean mass. However, the vegetarian group gained about 0.2 pounds of fat and lost about 2.4 pounds of muscle. And to think that this was with dairy and eggs allowed. I can only imagine what happens when true vegetarians diet. So, in the incomplete proteins that you find in plants will lead you to lose muscle mass and will ultimately weaken your body. And don't get me wrong, there's obviously a tremendous health benefit to consuming plants. We get a great deal and great number of vitamins and minerals from fruits and vegetables. Along with it's a great source of, you know things, natural sugars as opposed to the synthesized stuff. But living on plants alone, long term, will hurt you. Again, I want to reiterate that I know that there are many vegetarians out there who have very impressive physiques and lead very athletic lives despite not eating any animal proteins. But I think that they are few and far between. In the end, it's been consistently shown that diets containing animal proteins, therefore diets with a higher BV value, in conjunction with resistance training, tend to increase lean muscle mass and prevent LBM loss compared to vegetarian diets. It's also been shown that people who eat animal proteins don't look like weak, emaciated underwear models, but I digress. Let's see. Some of the things that protein, some of the roles protein will play in your body include increased TEF, which refers to thermic effect of feeding. Your body burns calories just to digest, assimilate, transfer, and absorb the foods you eat. That being said, the TEF of protein has been said to be almost double that of carbohydrates and fats combined. It's been shown that the body will burn upwards of 25 to 30% of protein calories during the digestive process. For example, if you were to ingest 100 calories of meat, 100-calorie meal of protein alone, the body will burn off 25 to 30 of those calories. This fact alone is one main reason why many people have improved their metabolic rate just by eating more lean protein. Consumption of lean protein will cause you to burn more calories. The ingestion of more complete proteins will vastly increase your metabolism and help you to lose weight. One need only look at the Atkins diet, the real Atkins diet, not the redneck version of the Atkins diet where idiots down south are like, oh, I'll eat a pound of bacon every meal. No. And the actual Atkins diet, shown clinically to facilitate a higher metabolism and increased weight loss in a healthy manner. Improved hormone status for fat loss. This is very simplified, but eating protein leads to the release of glucagon, a hormone that helps release free fatty acids from fat cells to be oxidized. Improved body composition. This pretty much ties with the very first paragraph, but people who eat more protein tend to have more lean body mass and less fat than those who are more focused on carbohydrates in their diet. Protein also takes longer in the body to break down, which helps prevent people from overeating during the day. reduce cardiovascular risk. In his other book, The Metabolic Advantage, Dr. John Berardi discusses several studies which have shown that increasing the percentage of protein in the diet from 11 to 23% while decreasing the percentage of carbohydrates from 63 to 48% lowers LDL cholesterol while triglycerides while increasing HDL cholesterol concentrations. These facts alone, along with a host of others, are why I tend to advocate that if people are going to overindulge on any of the three macronutrients, it should be protein. When in doubt, eat protein. A quote that I stole from a good friend, Cassandra Forsyth, a PhD student in exercise science and nutrition at the University of Connecticut. Use it as your mantra. So ultimately, there you have it. The article goes on, but I think a lot of you get the point. For increased lean mass and decreased body fat, modify your diet to contain a great deal of protein. It will trim you down, you'll feel healthier, and it's just one of a number of tools that you can use in the facilitation of your lesser magic skills. Stick around. We're going to have more when we come back. You are listening to Satanism Today.
Now available from Purging Talon is the debut authored book by Church of Satan Magister Matt G. Paradise, Bearing the Devil's Mark. Bearing the Devil's Mark is a bold and no-nonsense treatise on the subject of Satanism. Not from the perverse pen of bitter and jealous Christians, or even their pagan counterparts, but straight from the satanic perspective itself. Sex, love, politics, technology, the God religions, and more. All brought to you by someone with over 25 years of actively living the satanic philosophy. To order, log on to purgingtalon.com. Bearing the Devil's Mark, new from Purging Talon. Do you bear the mark?
At Necrolites, we create handcrafted candles specifically for those who resonate with the dark side and prefer a more traditional and less mainstream aesthetic. We offer both beeswax and soy candles, and we use only all cotton, lead-free wicks that are designed to burn cleaner in natural waxes. We provide candles for ritual and ceremonial purposes, as well as for home decor. Enjoy such breathtaking scents as white sage, dragon's blood, necrosis, and Egyptian tomb. Now available from Necrolites. Get a soy pillar candle and four votives for only $18.50. You can also get three beeswax ritual pillar candles for only $28.50. Enjoy your candles today at www.necrolites.com. That's necrolites.com. Necrolites candles, dark art for the dark arts. www.necrolites.com. www.necrolites.com.
You know, dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were...
Hey, what if We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos!
Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Cook!
Are you fed up with comedy that's made for the masses? Sick of stand-up comedian hacks with the same old routines that you've heard 1,000 times before? Equally tired of shock jocks who equate loudness with laughter? Hello, my name is Reverend Bill M., creator and host of The Devil's Mischief, a show where every week I present a new hour of comedy and novelty of devilish proportions. So tune in to The Devil's Mischief. Visit devilsmischief.com or radiofreesatan.com to download the latest podcast. The Devil's Mischief. Carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty numbers simply not made for the masses.
Radio Free Satan.
The most diabolical name in internet radio is back. Radio Free Satan. Just log on to www.radiofreesatan.com and indulge in the sinister sounds of programs like The Devil's Mischief featuring Reverend Bill M., Deep Six with DJ Nurus featuring the latest independent artists, The Dark Arts with DJ Evergreen playing your classical favorites from centuries past, Metal Invaders with Warlock Sonny Belavance,
Velvet Darkness with DJ Dracul, spinning your goth and industrial favorites. Revel in the dark ambient wonder of Chaos Sedated with Heathen Panzer. Venture into the morgue with The Monster, playing the blackest black and death metal. Step into the Pleasure Dome with J Nothing, playing all your metal favorites. And of course, Outsite Radio Hours with Tom Schulte. Log on now to www.radiofreesatan.com. www.radiofreesatan.com. Available now from the House of Netherworld, a stirring and brilliant tribute to the founder of the Church of Satan, Dr. Anton Zandor LaVey. The Anton LaVey bust has been sculpted in the neoclassical style of the late 19th century and reflects a refined and artistic sensibility. This will surely become the centerpiece of many an altar in the finest of lairs. Each bust is hand-cast and hand-finished in a faux bronze designer polyresin and will outlast us all. This profound piece of artwork can be yours for $135 plus shipping and will include a special blend granular incense entitled Maestro, courtesy of femaleaddictions.com. The Anton LaVey bust is also available in a special Iron Age finish, which is available to Church of Satan members only. Production on this product was limited to 200 pieces, so order yours today. www.antonlaveybust.com. www.antonlaveybust.com.
Warning, the contents of this show actually make sense.
We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. I'm very, very pissed off.
It's Satanism Today. Here's your host, David Harris.
631-458-0592 is the number. Satanism Today. Here with you live on Tuesday, the 5th of August. So give a call. 631-458-0592 is the number. Also, if you got Skype on the computer, you can Skype us. The Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. And if you're out there listening live but you're not hanging out in the chat room, shame on you. You should come hang out in the chat room. It's links are all over the website, www.satanismtoday.net, and this fucking thing stinks. I hate my stupid old computers. I have to use to do this. Hang on. Dead air, always fantastic. Anyway, the reason there's dead air is because I wanted to read an email, and I'm waiting for the email to come up any minute now. Any minute now. There we go. Any minute now. Any minute. There it is. I got this email today, and I wanted to comment on it. It says, just a wee note all the way from sunny Northern Ireland to say I'm loving the show. And he had a small question about magic. He says, I would have considered myself the kind of person who practices no magic, or at best, lesser magic, if you like. Until that is, I considered tattoo wearing. I wear many tattoos, the larger majority of which are influenced by my disdain for Christianity, a religion I was force-fed as a lad. We're talking about the friendliest-looking, colorful inverted cross and pentagram combo inked on my chest and inside arm. See my profile pics. This was sent to me through MySpace. A hand of cards, all sixes, side by side, and three dice with the visible numbers totaling, yep, you guessed it, six each time. So my question is this. Is the process I go through in selecting my tattoo, discussing the idea with my artist, and then getting the tattoo a form of ritual? And the actual showing off of the tattoos, the subliminal communication of my heretical ideology through artwork on skin, could that very act be powerful enough to be considered greater or high magic? Cheers, man. Feel free to raise my point on the show. Of course I'm raising your point on the show. Here's my thoughts on this. the selection of your tattoo, to some, could be considered greater magic. In that it's a very, it's a focused act, very similar to that of a musical performance, an artistic creation. It's a creative process. It's allowing you to purge an emotion. So ultimately, from that aspect, it can be considered a form of greater magic, in my opinion. However, the display of your tattoos is easily defined as lesser magic because it's communication, it's influence, it's a mode of conveying your feelings, it's a way of influencing others. It's a way of showing people you meet on the street in your daily life how you feel about something. Now, my question to you is this, as a person moving throughout the world in which you live, why would you do that? Seems to me you're looking to provoke and shock people. A lot of people will sit there and convey similar views on doing things like that, either through their own body art or through their own artistic creations, poetry they write that, you know, that damns Christianity, that condemns it. And they'll do it, and they'll openly display it. But my question is, why? Why would you do yourself that disservice? It's a very, very, very first phase thing to do. Now, don't get me wrong. So many of us, when we first realize that we have been Satanists our entire lives, we all want to shout it from the rooftops in various ways, whether it be through debate with the local pastor or just that Christian do-gooder that lives across the street, or through getting, you know, the most horrific-looking devil tattoos pasted on your body for the world to see, or whatever. You want to shout it from the rooftops. This can only serve to hurt you. No good can come of it. It's different for those of us who are spokespeople for the organization. For what we've accomplished in this world, you know, we've chosen to say, look at what we've done, and this is how we think. This is who we are. So many people, when they're young, they're 18, they're 19, they're 20, they're 21, they haven't really accomplished much. There are exceptions to this, of course. Don't get me wrong. There are absolutely exceptions to this. But for the most part, when you're young, you haven't done shit. You need to be able to exert a certain degree of influence in the world, which is predominantly Judeo-Christian Islamic. To set yourself back a few steps by professing and screaming your beliefs from the rooftops, whether it be through debate or song or art or tattoo, doesn't help you in a closed-minded world. And make no mistake about it, you'll find pockets of the world that are very accepting of who you are and what you think. You know, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, mainly in this country. Other pockets, urban areas of London, Canada, where, you know, they maybe don't want to accept you, but they have to because political correctness has run rampant. Rest of the world is going to shun you. Some of you who are feeling particularly misanthropic may welcome that. But goddamn, is this going to suck when you can't find a job. going to stink when you try to set up your own business and work in the community and no one wants to support you. The world is cold. The world is cruel. And that's the way it should be. No one cares about you. No one. Remember that. No one cares. At best, no one cares about your beliefs. More likely, they're ignorant of your beliefs, frightened of them, and will shun you because of them. Live with that in the back of your mind at all times. Be aware of it. Be aware that most people, by and large, are scared, stupid, and judgmental. They will not change. Period. There's a reason I don't have tattoos. There's a reason I don't have my ears pierced. There's a reason I keep my hair short, my goatee cropped, my mustache looking very neatly trimmed. There's a reason I can walk into any corporate office in America in a suit and not even be glanced at as anything remotely out of the ordinary. It's because I like to be able to exert influence, positive influence. I can't do that if I'm decked out in the latest emo goth wear with facial piercings, tattoos up and down my arms, and a Slipknot t-shirt. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of who you're interacting with. Be aware of what it is you're doing. Oh, look at this. We got a phone call. Satanism Today, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Satanism Today.
I got the wrong number.
Okay, then. Wrong number. Oh, well. What was he thinking when I picked up the phone and said Satanism Today, you're on the air? This has been HSR. What a totally screw with that guy. We'll take a quick break, come back for a few minutes, talk about cloning. Commercial cloning going on in South Korea. I'm pretty sure it's South Korea. I'll double check the article when we come back. Stick around, you're listening to Satanism Today.
Radio Free Satan.
The most diabolical name in internet radio is back. Radio Free Satan. Just log on to www.radiofreesatan.com and indulge in the sinister sounds of programs like The Devil's Mischief featuring Reverend Bill M., Deep Six with DJ Nuris featuring the latest independent artists, The Dark Arts with DJ Evergreen playing your classical favorites from centuries past, Metal Invaders with Warlock Sonny Bellavance, Velvet Darkness with DJ Dracul spinning your goth and industrial favorites, revel in the dark ambient wonder of Chaos Sedated with Heathen Panzer, venture into the morgue with The Monster playing the blackest black and death metal, step into the Pleasure Dome with Jay Nothing playing all your metal favorites, and of course, Outsite Radio Hours with Tom Schulte. Log on now to www.radiofreesatan.com. www.radiofreesatan.com.
At Necrolites, we create handcrafted candles specifically for those who resonate with the dark side and prefer a more traditional and less mainstream aesthetic. We offer both beeswax and soy candles, and we use only all cotton, lead-free wicks that are designed to burn cleaner in natural waxes. We provide candles for ritual and ceremonial purposes, as well as for home decor. Enjoy such breathtaking scents as white sage, dragon's blood, necrosis, and Egyptian tomb. Now available from Necrolites. Necrolites, get a soy pillar candle and four votives for only $18.50. You can also get three beeswax ritual pillar candles for only $28.50. Enjoy your candles today at www.necrolites.com. That's necrolites.com. Necrolites Candles, dark art for the dark arts. www.necrolites.com. www.necrolites.com.
Keeping the hellfires burning, it's Satanism Today. Here's your host, David Harris.
631-458-0592. Satanism Today, live with you on the 5th of August. A few more minutes left in the show. Skype us if you don't want to call the show. Skype ID is Satanism Today Radio. Hang out in the chat room. Links are all over the website, www.satanismtoday.net. Or if you're out there listening in podcast land, you can always email the show at reverendharris@satanismtoday.net or at our MySpace, myspace.com/satanismtoday. Because I am internet whore. I am all over the place. Cloning is a frequent topic of discussion on this show. Something that I've always been in full support of. I think cloning, not just for, you know, stem cells and whatnot, but actual cloning, is something that can only be beneficial to this country and to this world. Somebody said we can goat and 49,000 in the chat room says I need a clone army. what a fantastic idea to clone a military. Clone them, train them, send them out to fight. Our children in this nation would never need die in a war again. Think about it. It's kind of neat. Anyway, they've taken the first steps, the first real steps in cloning over in South Korea, where there's now officially a commercial cloning business to clone your dead pets. From Yahoo. Booger is back. An American woman received five puppies Tuesday that were cloned from her beloved late pit bull, becoming the inaugural customer of a South Korean company that says it is the world's first successful commercial canine cloning service. Seoul-based RNL Bio said the clones of Bernan McKinney's dog, Booger, were born last week after being cloned in cooperation with a team of Seoul National University scientists who created the world's first cloned dog in 2005. "It's a miracle," McKinney repeatedly shouted Tuesday when she saw the cloned boogers for which she paid $50,000. Quote, "Yes, I know you, you know me too," McKinney said joyfully, hugging the puppies, which were sleeping with one of the two surrogate mothers, both Korean mixed-breed dogs. All right, there's the first flaw. Obviously, these puppies had no idea who this woman was. You can't clone memory. At least, I'm pretty sure you can't. It'll be neat if you can. But, to my knowledge, cloning science has not formally achieved the cloning of memory. The team of scientists working for RNL Bio is headed by Lee Byung-chun, a former colleague of disgraced scientist Hwang Woo-suk, who scandalized the international scientific community when he purported breakthroughs in cloned stem cells that were revealed as fake in 2005. Independent tests confirmed the 2005 dog cloning was genuine, and Lee's team has since cloned more than 20 canines. But RNL Bio says that its cloning was the first successful commercial cloning of a canine. RNL Bio is commencing its worldwide services with Booger as its first successful clone, the company said in a statement. Sorry, just getting over the name of the fact that they're going to be toting Booger the dog to the press. This kind of makes me chuckle. McKinney contacted Lee after Booger died of cancer in April of 2006. She had earlier asked U.S.-based genetics savings and clone, Waka Waka, to clone her dog, but the company shut down due to lack of demand in late 2006 after producing only a handful of cloned cats and failing to produce any cloned dogs. The Korean scientist has bought the dog's frozen cells to Seoul in March and nurtured them before launching formal cloning work in late May, according to RNL Bio. Lee's team have identified the puppies as Booger's genuine clones, and his university's forensic medicine team is currently conducting reconfirmation tests. So it sounds to me like this company is at least doing the right thing in terms of getting their own work verified by third parties. Ultimately, like I said, this is going to be the first step in the cloning of actual human beings, which can have nothing but tremendous benefit for people in this country and for people in this world. I've been a big proponent of stem cell research since I first heard about it. And the fact that there are so many people in this country who work to stop cloning research because of their stupid, stupid fundamentalist Christian beliefs stands in the way of real scientific progress, real medicinal progress in this country. It boggles my mind that one would allow their fictitious beliefs to ultimately work to kill off the species. McKinney said Booger acted as more than just a canine companion, and as she recuperated from... I skipped here. McKinney said she was especially attached to Booger because he saved her life when she was attacked by another dog 3 times his size. The incident resulted in her left hand being severely injured and also damaged her leg nerves and stomach. Doctors later reconstructed her hand and spent part of her recovery in a wheelchair. McKinney said Booger acted more than just as a canine companion as she recuperated from the attack. The dog pulled her wheelchair when his battery ran out. He opened her house door with his teeth and helped her take off shoes and socks, even though she never trained him to do so. Quote, "The most unusual thing about Booger was that he has a unique ability to reason," she said. "He seemed to understand I couldn't use my hands." McKinney, a screenwriter who has taught at U.S. University, says she will take 3 of the cloned dogs to her home in California and donate the others to work as service dogs for the handicapped or elderly. She said she lives with 5 other dogs and 3 horses. RNL Bio charges up to $150,000 for dog cloning, but will receive just a third of that sum from McKinney because she's the first customer and helped with publicity, said company head Ra Jung Chan. Ra said his firm eventually aims to clone about 300 dogs per year and is also interested in duplicating camels for customers in the Middle East. So the question remains, how perfected is their science? They're having their work re-verified, which is good. Where is this going to go in the future? I have high hopes for it, as long as it's being done intelligently and scientifically. What's the word I'm looking for? There's sound science involved. With all of that put together, the sky's the limit for cloning technology in this world. And the sad part about it is that this kind of thing is going to occur outside of the borders of the United States because, again, we have such a stupid Christian bent in this country that ultimately the real science, real scientific exploration, is going on outside of our borders. You know, while we spend our money our scientific research, funding AIDS prevention in Africa. There's a worthwhile pursuit. Actual real science, productive science, is occurring in places like England, places like Germany, Sweden, and now South Korea. I think it's fascinating, and I think it's a shame that the United States is not going to be able, because of a few goody-goodies who worship the old savior on a stick. They can't seem to let it go. They can't seem to allow man to take God's place in their mind. Well, that's going to do it for this week, folks. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, you want to learn a little bit more about Satanism, the beliefs, the tenets, and the philosophies of the Church of Satan, you can log on to the Church of Satan's website, www.churchofsatan.com, or you can run on down to your local bookstore, pick up a copy of the Satanic Bible by Anton Zen or LaVey, available in fine Avon paperback. You can also get yourself a copy of the Satanic Scriptures by our current high priest, Peter H. Gilmore, a fine extension of Satanic philosophy, if I do say so myself. Available now in bookstores everywhere and from Scapegoat Publishing, www.scapegoatpublishing.com. Special thanks to all the sponsors, and of course a special thanks to our good friends at Evening Eclipse Candles for making the studio smell pretty. That's just about it. See you all next week, folks. Till we speak again, hail Satan. Satanism Today is copyrighted in 2008 by Harris Media, owned sole proprietorship by yours truly, David Harris. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized rebroadcast of this particular piece of audio is strictly prohibited, ill-advised, and could be hazardous to your health. Good night. Shame about it. Bone in the river.